Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Alice Austin has some impeccable Milwaukee credentials. She's a descendant of one of the earliest European settlers of the city, and more recently her forebears made bottles for beer made here.
But Austin, who grew up in Oregon, became an award-winning playwright. And her most recent work is an adaptation of Animal Farm, which is playing at Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago.
She's partnered with Cannes award-winning film director Kirill Mihanovsky, whose ties to Milwaukee are deep but much more recent. He's a Russian-Jewish immigrant who came here just over 20 years ago.
And the film that they're working on, Give Me Liberty, is based on Mihanovsky's experiences as a new arrival to town. They're with us in the studio now. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
This movie, tell me about it. What are you trying to do, and why did you decide to keep it here in Milwaukee?
That's a great question. Kirill and I met a couple of years ago. Mutual friends had been trying to connect us for some years. Said, oh, you have to know each other. And I think we were both really dismissive. Kirill was in Cuba working on a film that he had developed at Sundance. And I was very busy doing my theater work. And then Kirill came back to Milwaukee and someone brought him to one of my plays. And we've been working together ever since. And we have two or three projects that we've been working on.
Yes.
And now we've co-written and are co-producing a feature film that is for Milwaukee, by Milwaukee, about Milwaukee, that we're quite determined to make here, despite the fact that we've had a lot of incredible industry response, you know, from the entertainment industry, from producers who have tried to persuade us to take it elsewhere, to shoot it elsewhere. It's cheaper, it's more efficient, it's easier to raise the budget, bring in stars. One producer out in LA said, look, scripts like this don't come along often with juicy roles like this. And we are determined to be very invested in Milwaukee. I have deep roots in Milwaukee. My great-great-grandfather was, I think, the third white man to come here, the first doctor. He had the factories that blew the glass bottles for all the beer companies. And Kirill, he came here through Jewish Family Services.
My grandfather was here, but not. We arrived in the early 90s through Jewish Family Services, for which later on I actually worked as an interpreter. I was taking people to their jobs, their first jobs, and interpreting, just facilitating their communication with employers. This is how my Milwaukee experience began. And now we're actually making a film about a young Russian immigrant who is driving in a handicapped van. And this was one of the jobs I had actually years ago. It was one of the toughest jobs I had. A lot of drama was actually related to that job, and it was just a hard job. Some of the stories actually still stayed with me, and when we met and started developing this idea, they were the sort of like starting point for this narrative, because it's a work of fiction, essentially. But, you know, some inspiration had to come from somewhere, and it comes from Milwaukee. People that gave us advice to shoot it somewhere else, they're, you know, very well-meaning and
very
practical
well-meaning. Yes.
And experienced people, and, you know, we see how smart it is, maybe, but this film was written for this city. Because this city has a lot of character that very few people outside of the city know.
It's interesting because this morning we were in a conversation. We're launching a Kickstarter for the film. And we were in a conversation with our Kickstarter sorceress, the woman who's giving us a lot of advice on the Kickstarter. And we had put in our page facts about Milwaukee. Demographic facts. You know, it's got two of the top 20 coffee shops in the country. It's got one of the highest murder rates in the country. It's got, you know, one of the youngest populations, biggest university populations, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, I had no idea Milwaukee was so exciting and dangerous. And I thought that was great and interesting. You know, I'm not that it's great that it's dangerous, but this idea that people really have no idea what Milwaukee is like.
Yeah. That's for
well,
sure.
Dangerous can mean a lot of different
right.
things. It can be right. dangerous in an exciting way.
Well, she sounded very excited by
yeah.
it. You know, she sort of,
yeah.
I think she thought, you know, it's beer, it's cheese, it's boring, it's white.
It's Midwest.
All these
things.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this, you know, this is something that can also show Milwaukee in a whole new light. And the film itself is in your face, provocative. It's a dark comedy. If you like Trainspotting, Fargo, or Pulp Fiction, you will love this movie. So
liked all three of those films.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah.
So
we usually say it's Trainspotting, Fargo, Pulp Fiction with a twist.
Kirill, when you first saw Alice's work, what was it about it that attracted you and made you want to form this professional partnership?
The work itself, it had something to do other than its, you know, inherent artistic qualities, it has something to do with a script that we were developing with a friend of mine and a Russian-born French composer. He's, you know, Yevgeny Galperin, who's probably going to be working on the film, doing, you know, score for the film. We developed a sci-fi film, and we needed another, basically, revision, a serious revision, and we needed another person, a professional writer, someone with sensibilities and qualified for the job. And I approached Alice with this script, very imperfect work, and this is how we began to communicate and just, you know, struck up a conversation. And Alice found it interesting, and this is how we began. And that work took us, I think we spent about almost a year we put into that work, and many conversations about and around the work. And we touched upon a few other projects, and suddenly one thing led to another, and we came about. Because that sci-fi project was it's a huge machine. It's like a multi-million dollar venture that, you know, we still hope it's going to take off, but it's a very long shot, and it's not something we can do with our very own hands. We have to take it somewhere, to Hollywood, to shop it around, to have people read it, and it's very difficult. And we thought that why not use these resources, which is Alice and I, and come up with something that we can handle, something that we can do, something that we can actually make with our own hands and be in control of. We're excited to make it here because Milwaukee is one of the characters. Milwaukee and the weather, because we want to do it in winter.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've, you know, had the inevitable. How about shooting this in summer? And, you know, the winter aesthetic, and actually we're talking to independent producers about, you know, who are like-minded about cinema, have understood that the winter aesthetic is critical to the film, just because of the way it has to look. And people who live in Milwaukee understand that. What was it? One of these producers who actually grew up in Wauwatosa said to me, "Winter changes you here." It's a very apt way of describing, you know, winter here. And it's also, you know, it's an additional obstacle. You know, it's hard and it's funny. And this is comedy. And the, you know, the movie's, it's funny. I mean, we've had a number of script readers. And the one universal comment running throughout is, this is just so funny. Part of the humor, I think both of us have a similar sensibility. We see humor in tragedy. We see humor in, you know, dark times and struggle. And, you know, one of the things that appeals to us about keeping it here is that Milwaukee is a city that's struggling to reinvent itself a little bit. And we've all seen what happened to Detroit. And I think Milwaukee is far beyond that. And I think Milwaukee's, you know, doing well and reinventing itself. But one of the things that, you know, a lot of people in Milwaukee talk about is the fact that the intelligentsia, you know, leave. They go elsewhere to work. And, of course, I've worked in Chicago and New York and in Europe. And I rarely work in Milwaukee. And likewise, Kirill, he went to Brazil and made a film that went all the way to Cannes and won awards at Cannes. But neither of us had been working here. And it's very appealing to be invested in this city.
So you have a script.
We have a script.
You are starting a Kickstarter campaign.
Yes.
What's next after that? Assuming, how long is the Kickstarter campaign? And assuming you make your goal, what are the next steps?
So the Kickstarter campaign is a 30-day campaign, and they really like to keep it to that 30-day period. And I was actually out in New York meeting with producers and then with the people at Kickstarter Films, which is like one of those amazing places, like all these Twitter, you know, all the spaces with sort of open space, very creative place. They're supporting our project on their platform as a Sundance. So that will kick off, and we have to simultaneously go into – really go right into pre-production. So technically we're in development right now, but we really have to go right into casting. I've reached out to the artistic director of The Rep, and of course I have a lot of wonderful Chicago actor friends because I'm a resident at Timeline and Goodman, Chicago Dramatists, et cetera, and been working at the Steppenwolf. So we're going to have to go right into casting. We've been doing some preliminary location scouting. We need to bring in a cinematographer, a DP. And we've had conversations with people. Kirill worked the DP he worked with on his last film was Andre Parekh, who was the DP on Blue Valentine, Half Nelson, and more recently Madame Bovary. So, you know, it's very important to us that the film will be both local in the sense of creating local jobs in Milwaukee, you know, a real Milwaukee film, but also world class, because both of us are, you know, very serious about what we do artistically and do work kind of that has a reach. The quality of the film is absolutely critical to us. So one of the things we'd like to do is shoot on film.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that depth.
Yep.
There is something about it, isn't there? You know, you just can't get that with a digital. Mm-mm. At least I don't think you can.
You're absolutely right. Nolan.
Christopher Nolan
bought, from what I heard, 1 million feet of film to continue shooting on film. I think it's very important. I think it's American legacy that cannot go away. I understand there are economic reasons, you know, behind that. This is where mine must prevail, basically. It's American legacy.
Mm-hmm. And now there's one film processing place left in the country. And it's in L.A. There was one in Chicago. It closed 2 years ago. So it's an expense to do this. And, you know, the conversations I've had, the first question is 16 millimeter or 35 millimeter. And I'm like, well, that depends.
It all depends on that. Yes, exactly. So you're in pre-production casting. When do you hope to have shooting done and a film ready to preview?
February, March is when we're hoping to shoot. And this is a really fast timeline. But it's funny, you know, in a past life, I was a deal lawyer.
Yes.
So
you know how to make this happen.
Yeah. So we're going to make this happen and we're going to get it done. And I think we work very well together. We spent all day yesterday in Clark's factory.
We went to Clark's factory, right? One of the few places that survived the crisis, all of them, and still making things happen. It's an old style factory. 95% of the workers there are Russians. Actually, I brought most of them to the factory for their first interviews.
Like years ago when you were working as an interpreter for the Jewish Family Services, right?
Exactly what happened.
So one of the things also we're hoping to do is, you know, something for Russian-American relations that the governments can't seem to manage, right? The mix in the film reflects Milwaukee. So it's a crazy mix of characters, which will be the other interesting thing as we get into casting and putting it together. And there are some scenes that are – you know, as you know, these producers have said they've never seen before, which is hard to do. I know, you know, someone who's been writing work for a long time, it's hard to think of something really original that nobody's ever seen before.
This is the diverse Milwaukee that no one knows, no one is aware of.
Outside of Milwaukee.
Outside of Milwaukee, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And ultimately, the film is called Give Me Liberty. It has a narrative structure, and it's all about relationships and about this young boy, not exactly knowing what he wants out of life and what to do, and he's trying to save his grandfather, and it comes to a certain denouement. But ultimately, fundamentally, these things are about – it's about freedom. It's not freedom even. It's about liberty. It's about what is liberty to you. And we've been going around making short videos for the Kickstarter campaign, for our website, for the Facebook page and Twitter and so on and so forth, asking people these tough questions. And what is liberty? What does it mean to you?
What is the American dream?
What is the American dream?
Boy, do we get specific, amazing answers.
We get surprised. We get entertained. Sometimes people just don't know what to say, really. And sometimes people are incredibly honest in a shocking kind of way. What do you do with it? It's a very tough thing. You know, what you have your liberty. You are free to do whatever you want to do. And what do you do with it? Are you ready for it? Can you deal with it? I mean, can you handle it? What do you bring to this country, whether you're born or come from outside, you know, do you bring it with you, this American dream? Are you ready to reinvent it? Because if you are not, then it's dead. Today, in Milwaukee, we think that this problem, this almost philosophical problem, manifests itself with incredible force.
Will you come back when you have a film?
We will come back. We would love to come back.
Yeah. Please come back,
and
let me know where things are. And maybe we can bring in some of the other people, you know, or play a little clip.
That would be wonderful. If we're in the middle of shooting, they'll be probably complaining about the cold.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
But won't we all, right?
I'm sure they will. So. Because it'll be winter in Milwaukee.
It will be winter in Milwaukee.
Yes. So I want to thank you both, Alice and Carol, for coming in and telling us about Give Me Liberty. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward in the spring to seeing a film.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Alice Austin is the screenwriter and Kirill Mikhanovsky is the director of the film in progress, Give Me Liberty. The film's Kickstarter campaign has just launched today, and you will find a link to it at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.
Mornings in Milwaukee will be just a little bit different after tomorrow. We'll explain why when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.